Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I want to thank you so much for past 125,000 downloads of the podcast. Could not have done that without your support. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. I really encourage you to follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. I do a lot of giveaways, books, CDs, movie tickets, restaurant dinners, all types of things. So I encourage you to follow. I just want to play a public service announcement here about autism. Give me a second here.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks, it's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Well, she said 1 in 110, but according to the CDC, it's even less now. It's 1 in 88 children that may be diagnosed with autism spectrum syndrome. So there are lots of things that you can do to find out about autism. This morning, I'll be speaking with the founder of the Color of Autism Foundation, and also I'll be speaking with the creators of Autismate, which is an app for iPad. And the Color of Autism Foundation is going to be giving away iPads to autistic children. So we're going to learn more about that. Let me check. I believe they're on the line now. Good morning. This is Joy Keys. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, this is Camille.
Yes, it is.
Hi. Thank you for joining. And then there's another caller here.
Hi, Joy. It's Jonathan Allen, kid of Special Needs Wear.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I want to again mention that the PSA said 1 in 110, but according to the CDC, 1 in 88 children have been identified with autism spectrum disorder. And, it goes across ethnicities. ASDs are almost 5 times more common among boys, though, than among girls. And studies in Asia, Europe, North America have identified individuals with ASD with about 1%. But 1 in 6 children in the U.S. have a developmental disability between 2006 and 2008, ranging from some mild disabilities, speech and language, to more serious developmental disabilities, such as intellectual disabilities. Cerebral palsy and autism is one of those. So it's a very big deal, and I know they were talking about, Camille, you may be familiar with changing how they're diagnosing or the definition of autism. Are you familiar with this change in the medical books that they're talking about?
Well, I've heard a little bit about it. I don't know enough about the changes they're thinking of making. I know that it's based on the fact that there's the autism spectrum is so wide. So they're trying to do different classifications. So I'm still waiting to get some more information about exactly what they're doing.
So now, do you you have a son who has autism? How did you find out that he had autism?
I got him diagnosed by a developmental pediatrician. But in regards to how did I know, or how did I figure it out, or how did I know? I looked at his developmental milestones, so I noticed that he wasn't doing the things that he should have been doing. So basically, for me, it was just a confirmation. Those things, and that's exactly why we have the Color of Autism Foundation, to help other parents get to the point just as early as I did, so they can get their children on a course of therapy.
Yes. Now, Jonathan, you have a brother, I believe?
Correct. I have a 10-year-old brother with autism, and that's sort of how I got involved in creating the app and in autism in general.
And so how did you connect with Camille and working with Camille?
So Camille actually saw some articles that came out about the app, and then recognized from our videos that that sort of we had a bit more to offer, that the app was a lot more relatable than some of the other products out there. So she actually got in touch with us.
Now, what is the app? What exactly does it do? And how is it better than other apps that may be out there for children who have autism?
So Autismate is a interactive learning environment. It's a therapy and communication tool that allows children to interact with these scenes that are created from your own images, your own video, your recorded voice. And then by interacting with these scenes, they're able to either express their needs or sort of learn different important functional skills that they do throughout the day.
And now, did you use your brother as a sort of, I hate to say the word, guinea pig, but how did you test it to the point before you were able to distribute it?
So definitely my younger brother was my first customer. But additionally, from the get-go, I started with three different autism schools whereby I sort of created my first version and was testing in those schools and then sort of iteratively improved the app from there and also added some other schools and speech pathologists and therapists who are using it along the way.
So I was reading about the app and that, for example, a child is in the kitchen, there's a scene of a kitchen, and then they could show them about, you know, how to ask for something from the refrigerator. Could you just elaborate a little more about how it does that?
Sure. So I can set up a scene on my iPad whereby I take the pictures on my iPad. So I'll take a picture of my kitchen, and then there are these easy on-screen buttons to set up this scene whereby you create this kitchen scene with these hotspots or stars
mm-hmm.
that you can place throughout the scene. And if you place one on the fridge, then you can have it pop up these selections of different images of either your own pictures or symbols of what's in the fridge, and then record a phrase for each one. Additionally, you can associate video with these, so sort of show like proper table behavior or, you know, how to wash your hands or put your plates away. So it's really sort of just a visual learning tool that you can do a lot of different things with.
Now, Camille, you're doing a giveaway. Can you talk to the audience about this giveaway and what the guidelines are? Like, how can I get an iPad for my child?
Sure. We have an iPad program, and I have to get them a plug-in. Thanks to the wonderful people at Earthlink, they provided us funding through their HALO program. So we're going to be able to give nonverbal or minimally verbal children with autism iPads. And you can get that information at thecolorofautism.org. There is some specifications regarding income. The ages that can apply are ages 3 through 18 years of age. And, again, all of the meat and potatoes of what's going on can be found on our website. Effectively, what our goal is to give these minimally verbal and nonverbal children a voice. And that's one of the reasons why I reached out to Jonathan, because one of the biggest frustrations for these types of children with autism is that they get frustrated because they can't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, there are applications that have pictures, but they're cartoons. So those are actual pictures of the things that they want or they want to express. With Jonathan's application, they're now going to have the ability to specifically name what they want, and it'll lessen the frustration and isolation they feel in their daily communication. So that's, I mean, he's being modest, but that's really why I reached out to him, because I thought it was just something that was so thoughtful to the autism community that he created. And so we'll be giving away the iPads. We do ask that, inclusive of the documentation that we need, which is a copy of your tax return, an IEP, or a doctor's diagnosis, we also want to hear from the applicants. We want to know why this would make a difference in their child's life. So there is a selection process that we will be selecting them. So I don't want everyone to think that you apply and you necessarily get an iPad. We're going through a selection process, and it's need-based. It's need-based.
And can you tell, again, just the basis again, I know it's important to repeat, what are the age range and you said the level
sure.
of disability. Just repeat that again, the age range and level of disability.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll read the eligibility requirements. You must meet all three basic criteria to apply. Well, I say three, but there's actually a little more, which is the individual you are applying for must have a diagnosis of autism,
mm-hmm.
reside in the United States, be nonverbal or minimally verbal, as identified in a speech pathology report, be in financial need. The gross income cannot exceed $35,000 for a single family income or $50,000 for a two-family income, as identified in the documentation. Documentation would be copy of your 1040 filing for 2011. Have access to a computer, have internet access, and have an iTunes account. And
well, I want to let the audience know, Camille, let me just let them know, if you are listening to the show and you are interested in applying to get the iPad, you can also send me an email. I'll send you a copy of the form and everything. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Also, if you, you don't have an email but somehow you have Twitter or something else, you can tweet me at Joy Keys. I'll send you more information. Also, you can post something on the Facebook fan page, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And I think we have another caller on the line. You're calling from 404 area code. Can you have a question or a comment? Good morning. You're calling from 404? Okay, I guess they got a little shy. but now, Jonathan, now do you plan on creating any other apps? I know you have a whole company, Special Needswear. What other apps do you plan on creating?
So absolutely. So right now we've strictly focused on the autism community and sort of worked with speech pathologists and specialists within that field. But we've already had people using the app with children with Down syndrome and traumatic brain disorder and a lot of other issues and have found it very useful for a number of developmental disorders. So we certainly intend to, in the future, work with specialists in each field to sort of create a specific version of the app for each one of these specific and very different conditions.
Now, how did you get involved with the Special Needs, the name of the company? I mean, did you know, is that your first company, or did you have another company before dealing with computer technology? How did you get to Special Needswear and connect with your partner?
So Special Needswear is my first company, and I actually studied computer science at the University of Pennsylvania, which is where I met Ankit. We actually both studied engineering together, and then from there went into speech recognition research, and sort of after that just created. So the sort of inspiration from this company came from the fact that my younger brother and first cousin were using a number of speech devices and apps that they were sort of struggling with and not doing very well with. And additionally, therapists and parents had a very hard time setting them up. So that's sort of where the idea for the company came from. But it is my first company.
So this is just so wonderful because a lot of times when you think about computer technology, people are thinking money, quick cash, you know, website design, you know, I don't know, all different coding, things like that. But you have a good heart, and I want to say thank you to you and for creating such a wonderful app. I am going to get away, if someone who has an iPad and they want this app, I am going to be giving away the app. I will give the app to someone. But you have to follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook. I believe the app is about $49. Is that right, Camille? Jonathan?
Correct.
Yes.
It's $49.99 in the iPad App Store. But I'd also like to say that we are going to be providing The Color of Autism with a free copy for every iPad they give away as well.
Oh, wow. Camille, did you know that? Or is that something you already talked about?
No, it's actually, well, we kind of discussed something similar, but this is all new to me, and I'm so grateful to Jonathan.
Yeah,
I didn't know this portion of the, this is great, Jonathan.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That's such a blessing, really. I mean, again, it's economics plays such a key role in the type of health care and treatment that people have access to. It's a shame, you know, that in our country that we're so wealthy in so many areas, But we cannot seem to provide, you know, just basic care or diagnosis care. And Camille, your organization, The Color of Autism, really tries to reach out to African-Americans, but anybody is welcome to your site, but particularly African-American
exactly.
families. What are some of the stories that you hear from people that connect with you in terms of getting their child diagnosed, in terms of getting treatment, getting connected with the right providers? What are some stories that you heard?
Well, oftentimes parents just don't know where to start or how to access the services. I mean, it's a lot of basic stuff, you know, just applying and getting through the paperwork and just knowing where to go. One of the stories that I got, or families that are applying for the iPad, they have a son who they had a terrible time just getting a diagnosis, and he's almost 4 years old and he's not speaking. So it's just things of that nature that I hear. But thankfully, once you get the parents on the right track, they learn how to advocate for their children, and that's what we're here for. And we're just here for the underserved, and the underserved could be any color, but if you're not being served, we're here for you. And I just wanted to make that clear. You know, we do a lot in the African-American community because this is a community that sort of turned its back on autism because they didn't understand it. And they didn't know that autism just doesn't discriminate. It's not isolated to the white community. So we're reaching out. We're reaching out to that community primarily because I'm part of that community. And I just know that statistically African Americans that go undiagnosed typically end up in the criminal justice system. So that's a disparity that I'm trying to stop. So that's what the goal is.
Jonathan, your brother has autism. Now, do you remember or are you familiar with what procedures your parents had to go through to get him diagnosed and what signs or lack of development was he showing?
So, yes, I do. So a big one was lack of normal eye contact and sort of wasn't your typical smiley baby. He's very smiley now, which is great to see. But additionally, he had a lot of issues chewing food. He sort of stayed on baby food for much longer than normal. And developed slowly in a lot of ways. And it was actually, although we got him diagnosed and sort of went ahead with getting him therapy as early as possible, still the family was kind of in denial about it and hoping it was not true for a long time. So it is, you know, very difficult to recognize even once you have that diagnosis.
And how do you think it's changed your family in terms of the dynamic? Do you feel like you're more... a big brother, more so than another big brother? I mean, a special thing that you do?
So I think there have been a lot of struggles along the way, but, you know, none of us would change him if we had the choice. He's just the most lovable, cute kid that sort of brought us all together, which is really nice.
Well, now, Camille, how old is your son now?
He's 6.
He's 6, and in terms of dealing with the school system, he's about going to first grade. Is he going to first grade?
He's on his way to first grade, and he's in an autism class, and it's helped him.
So he has a whole class.
Yes, he has a whole class, and I think that's something that's really helped him grow. He's made major milestones. It's not just the special needs classes. It's autism class. It deals specifically with autism. All the children are on the scale. There's about 5 to 6 students, one teacher, and 3 parapros. So everybody's covered. Everybody's covered.
That's so great. I want to mention that people can go to. There's a lot of organizations out now helping people with autism. The Color of Autism is one, and she has a whole section about different resources. On the website. Her website is thecolorofautism.org. Also, you want to check out AutismMate, AutismMate.com. Again, AutismMate, and that you can see a video about how the app works. Also, you can sign up for updates there, and they have a link directly to iTunes, Apple iTunes, so you can download the software. Again, follow me at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook because I'm going to give away, I'm going to gift a download of Autism Meet this month. Follow me and get that download and just help your child who's struggling maybe to communicate with you. This is a wonderful program. I noticed there are a lot of other great programs out there, Autism Track, All About Me, ABA Therapy Images. But this one, AutismMate, is unique. And, Jonathan, again, just talk to the audience about the uniqueness and the cutting-edge technology that you use to create this.
So the app, as opposed to a lot of other apps out there, focuses on both behavior and communication and sort of takes advantage of every technology that the iPad has to offer. And this includes it uses GPS to say the child is taking it between home and school. If the child is at home, it'll present them with scenes from their home, such as their kitchen and their bedroom. Whereas if they're at school, they'll be presented with their playroom and their classroom. So right away, they sort of see the scenes and images that they need to see to interact with the world around them. Additionally, it uses the video, voice recording, and picture capabilities of the iPad to be able to set up everything specifically to your child to create these familiar scenes and voices that the child recognizes, which really helps them understand the app a lot better and relate to it a lot more.
Well, that's so wonderful. I want to mention that if you need to contact Camille at The Color of Autism, you can call her at 404-941-6441. Again, 404-941-6441. Also, you can send Camille an email, info@thecolorofautism.org. Again, info@thecolorofautism.org. Also, I'll be tweeting the link. She posted the link in the chat room for the iPad Award program. It's a wonderful program. It is needs-based, but just give it a try, and she can send you all the paperwork and the guidelines. Also, if you want to email me, I'll send you the link or the other copy of the application. My email is saturdayswithjoykeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Thank you, Jonathan, for creating this. And keep up the great work. I'm sure we'll talk again with The Color of Autism. Are you guys on Twitter?
I'm under The Color of Autism, and I'm also on Facebook under The Color of Autism Foundation. And thank you so much for having me again. Appreciate it.
And Jonathan, you guys have AutismMate, your website. Are you guys on Twitter? I know you're on Facebook also, AutismMate, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, we also are on Twitter under the name AutismMate. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/specialneedswear, or you can just search
Special Needswear. Awesome. So thank you both for coming in. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll be giving away, again, a copy of AutismMate, the app, but you got to follow me at Joy Keys. You can on Facebook. And also you can email me. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, thank you, everybody, for listening. You want to apply for this iPad giveaway program, reach out to thecolorofautism.org. You can learn more about the program. You can call them at 404-941-6441, or you can email them at info@thecolorofautism.org. Again, check out autismmate.com to learn more about that iPad app. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful Saturday.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number 1 albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy winning the U.S. Open twice, 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.